This is AT Ice on Radio Hangar. I'm Tower. So here's a question for you. What happens when a wide-body jet breaks on the ground at the most remote inhabited island on the planet? You can't just call the maintenance shop down the road. There is no road. There's 2,100 miles of open Pacific Ocean between you and the nearest continent. That's the situation LATAM Airlines found itself in on Easter Island, and it's one of those stories where the headline barely scratches the surface. Today's segment is brought to you by AviationSoul.com, aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight. From first solo to airline transport pilot, every coin tells a story. AviationSoul.com. All right, let's get into it. At LATAM Airlines, Boeing 787 Dreamliner was on the ground at Mataveri International Airport. That's the airport on Rapa Nui, Easter Island, out in the southeastern Pacific. The International Civil Aviation Organization code is SCIP. If you've ever looked at it on a chart, it sits there like a speck in the middle of absolutely nothing. The runway is about 10,000 feet long, which is enough for wide-body operations. But the infrastructure beyond the pavement is minimal. This is not Santiago. This is not Lima. This is a small island with a population of about 8,000 people. What happened is straightforward but almost unbelievable. During ground operations, an air stair unit, one of those mobile staircase vehicles you see at airports without jet bridges, was being repositioned or removed from the aircraft. And in the process, it struck the forward cabin door and tore it clean off the fuselage. We're talking about a door on a 787 Dreamliner. These are not small components. They're heavy, precisely engineered pressure vessels designed to seal against the fuselage at altitude. You don't just bolt one back on. Now here's where the story gets interesting from an operational standpoint. With that door damaged or destroyed, the aircraft is grounded, period. It cannot fly. You need a replacement door, you need Boeing-certified maintenance personnel, you need tooling, you need parts, and all of that has to get to Easter Island. The nearest major hub with that kind of capability is Santiago, Chile, roughly 5.5 hours by air, and even getting the parts and people there requires another aircraft, logistics coordination, and time. For the passengers on that flight, this meant they were stuck. Easter Island has limited hotel capacity. It's a tourist destination, yes, but it's not set up for a sudden surge of stranded wide-body passengers. LATAM had to arrange accommodations, rebooking, and eventually alternative transportation off the island. Some reports suggest passengers waited days. Here's what you need to know from a broader perspective. This is a ground damage incident, not a manufacturing defect, not a maintenance failure, not a design flaw. This is what happens when ground support equipment makes contact with an aircraft in the wrong way, and it happens more often than you might think. The International Air Transport Association, or IATA, estimates that ground handling incidents cost the airline industry billions of dollars annually. Ramp rash, they call it, baggage loaders clipping fuselages, tugs contacting landing gear, belt loaders denting cargo doors. Most of the time it's a dent, a scratch, something that gets written up and repaired on schedule. But when you take a door off a 787, you've moved well past ramp rash into something that grounds the airplane indefinitely. For those of us in general aviation, this is actually a useful reminder. Ground operations are where a surprising number of incidents begin. How many times have you seen a tow bar left connected, a chock that wasn't placed, a fuel cap that wasn't secured? We think about the flight itself, the takeoff, the approach, the weather. But the ground environment has its own hazards, and they're easy to overlook precisely because we're not in the air yet. Our guard is down. The 787 itself is worth talking about briefly. The Dreamliner's fuselage is a composite structure, primarily carbon fiber reinforced polymer, unlike traditional aluminum construction. Composite panels don't dent the same way. They can crack, delaminate, or fracture in ways that aren't always visible to the naked eye. That means even if the door frame area looked repairable at a glance, the inspection and repair process for composite damage is more involved than it would be on an older aluminum airframe. Boeing has specific structural repair manuals for this, and the work often requires autoclaved patches, specialized resins, and cure cycles that aren't exactly field expedient. The location compounds everything. Mataveri International is sometimes cited as the most remote commercial airport in the world. The nearest alternate landing field is on the Pitcairn Islands, and that's a grass strip that wouldn't accommodate anything larger than a light twin. For all practical purposes, if your airplane breaks on Easter Island, your airplane stays on Easter Island until you can fix it there. LATAM operates regular service to Rapa Nui from Santiago and occasionally from Lima and Tahiti. The route is a lifeline for the island's residents and its tourism economy. When a wide-body jet is sitting disabled on the ramp, it can affect other operations at an airport that has very limited parking space. A 787 takes up a lot of real estate at a field that was designed around much smaller traffic volumes. This incident also raises a practical question about ground handling standards at remote stations. At a major hub, ground crews handle dozens or hundreds of turns a day. The equipment is maintained, the procedures are drilled, supervision is constant. At a station like Easter Island, the volume is lower, the equipment may be older, and the crews may not have the same frequency of practice with wide-body aircraft. None of that is an excuse, but it is context. The operational environment matters. 4. The aviation safety community, every ground damage event is a data point. The Flight Safety Foundation has published extensively on ramp safety, and one recurring theme is that the interface between the aircraft and ground support equipment is a persistent vulnerability. Standardized procedures, proper training, and equipment that is maintained and appropriate for the aircraft type are the mitigations. When any one of those breaks down, you get incidents like this. The financial cost to LATAM will be significant. A 787 sitting idle doesn't generate revenue, but it still depreciates, still carries insurance costs, and the repair bill for a cabin door and any associated structural damage will be substantial. Add passenger compensation, alternative transportation, and the logistical cost of getting repair crews and parts to one of the most remote places on Earth, and you're looking at a bill that will make the accountants wince. Now, I want to put this in perspective for the listener who flies general aviation. You've probably had that moment on the ramp where something almost went wrong. The wingtip that almost caught the hangar door. The prop that almost hit the tow vehicle. The fuel truck that backed up a little too close. Every one of those near misses is the same chain of events that played out on Easter Island. Just at a smaller scale, ground operations deserve the same attention we give to our pre-flight checks, our weather briefs, our approach planning. The airplane is just as breakable on the ground as it is in the air. Maybe more so because on the ground, we're sharing the space with vehicles, equipment, and people who may not be thinking about the airplane the way we are. One big jet, one small island, one ground handling mistake, and suddenly you've got an international logistics problem that takes days to resolve. It's a good reminder that aviation doesn't just happen between takeoff and landing. Sources today include Simple Flying's reporting on the incident and background from IATA, and the Flight Safety Foundation on ground handling safety. More at radiohangar.com. I'm Tower. Fly safe and watch your wings on the ramp.